How are you, sir? is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you high school basketball fans on this Tuesday. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from here at Rushi as the Raiders entertain the Anna Rockets. Anna unbeaten 5-0 this year, averaging nearly 73 points a game. Rushi off to a 4-2 start, giving up only 41 points a game. Something's got to give. Anna has been putting up robust points. Rushi very solid at the defensive end. Chuck, if somebody's going to dethrone Rushi this year from the top spot in the Shelby County League at the end of the season, who's it going to be, Ann or Fort Loramie? One of the two gets the first shot at Rushi here tonight, that early season Fort Loramie Anna game, which would have been a humdinger, was postponed. So our first matchup among the three is here tonight at the Rushi Gym.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. I mean, we've seen a few of the Shelby County teams, and we have seen Fort Loramie a couple of times. But we haven't seen Anna. We haven't seen Rushi. So I'm going to hold my thoughts on that until I get to see them play tonight, and then I'll let you know. But both of these teams are going to have to be awfully good to impress me as much as Fort Loramie has this year.
The Rushi Raiders graduated a handful of players, but Rushi has been able the last several seasons to simply reload very quickly. 4 straight Shelby County League titles. Anna has been 3rd, 4th consistently year in, year out. These two teams have played 8 times, of course, during those 4 seasons. Rushi won the league. and they are 7 points apart. Anna won twice here at Rushi. Rushi won twice at Anna. They have split the eight games right down the middle, 4-4. Home court advantage, pretty insignificant when these two teams clash.
Well, I think home court advantage in the Shelby County League in general is not what it is in some other league, because teams travel well. You can't tell, if it wasn't for the yellow and gold in here, or the gold and the blue, you wouldn't know what gym you're in, because there's as many Anna people filled on this side as there is Rushi people on the other side, and that's how these teams travel.
Wyatt Benzman for the Anna Rockets has scored better than 30 points in two games this year. He's averaging nearly 22. What does Rushi have to do to slow him down? You can't double him too much, because Anna's got four players averaging in double figures. In fact, in one game this year, the opener, when Anna scored 99 against New Bremen, six young men were in double digits.
That's impressive. I don't know what you do about Benzman, because the kid, when he started playing as a sophomore, when he started playing varsity, he was definitely just a jump shooter. He was a good three-point shooter if you let him set his feet. Now he goes to the basket. He is a complete offensive basketball player, and he is a great free-throw shooter. So if you go out there and you foul him on the perimeter, you're in trouble. If you don't step out enough, he's going to burn you with a three. So I'm glad I'm not guarding him or trying to coach how to guard him tonight.
Daniel Kearns, a junior. Jack Daypour, a senior, are the kingpins for the Rushi Raiders. Daypour can be deadly from behind the arc. Just like Benzman, you don't give either one freedom or they will get on a roll fast.
Oh, he's a streak shooter, I'll tell you what. And last year he had some games where he just actually bailed Rushi out of some basketball games. And then the other side, the Daniel Kearns got better and better. 6'5 junior, left-hander. Sometimes makes it harder to defend, because you're not used to defending left-handers in there. And another name I see on here is Hunter Cohey.
Yep.
He got a lot of minutes last night, or last year, as a junior. He's going to have to be able to step in there and be a third cog for the Raiders.
Yeah, Kern, so many times last year when we watched him, Chuck, I marveled. I kept saying to myself, this young man's a 10th grader, only a sophomore.
Yep.
What's my phrase? He looked like a seasoned junior by December last season.
Right, yeah. He had a good season, and I can't imagine that as a junior, he's just going to get better and better, that's for sure.
Rushi Raiders defeated Houston in their opener, 66-31. Have another league victory over Jackson Center, 38-33. Rushi 2-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna with victories in the league over both Jackson Center, 66-39, and over Houston, 84-39, giving up 39 points in each of those two games. Anna hasn't given up very many points either this year. In fact, in the Rockets' first three contests, Anna gave up 39 twice and 40, and then only 36 in the last meeting against Covington. Neither team has played a real stout schedule so far. Rushi dropped a game on the road at St. Henry. That's the one exception. St. Henry Redskins are very good, and St. Henry knocked down 9 threes in that game, beat Rushi by a score of 56-46. It wasn't that close. It was 14 at the end of the third quarter. We may have a good chance to see St. Henry Saturday night at home against Fort Loramie.
Well, that would be a good parameter for us to be able to see Loramie play St. Henry at St. Henry and kind of give us a gauge on how they compare with Rushi anyway.
And a solid up-and-coming young program is Arcanum, which nipped Rushi at Arcanum in a contest two games ago for Rushi by a score of 41-38. No one for Rushi scored in double figures in that game. Jack Daypour, by the way, against Houston, knocked down 5 triples. He was 5 of 6 behind the arc. He canned 18 points in that encounter. And Daniel Kearns came back with 13 in game number 2. Rushi's also gotten double digits a few times this year from 6'2 junior forward Jordan York, as he drilled 18 in Rushi's win over Newton.
Well, that's what they need. They need balance. I mean, you got the two young men that you knew coming back, or actually three, counting Cohey. That's who you were going to rely on and build around. But somebody like a Jordan York, if he's going to get you, I mean, 18 is really nice. If he can get you double figures and play good defense, he's going to be a big help for the Raiders.
That first game of the year for Anna, Chuck, I spoke about, the 99-90 win over New Bremen in overtime. Yes, Benzman had 34, but it was a well-rounded scoring game for Anna as Gilskamp, Dosick, Cathcart, Mixler, and Brodman all registered double digits as well.
That's amazing.
You may recognize some of those names. Riley Gilskamp, outstanding football player. Griffin Dosick as well. Joel Cathcart is a starter, 6'3", 185-pounder. Drew Brodman, 6'4", 205, a senior, also starts. Anna's got some thickness, some strength. Brucey a little more wiry. Although Kohee on the inside will have to use his body and flex some muscle. It's going to be interesting, Chuck, to see who gets in foul trouble first and which team has to lean on its bench sooner.
Well, this time of the year, you're still trying to get your rotation. You kind of got an idea. Perfectly, you got 8 kids that you can just round into the game, especially in the first half. In the second half, then you find who's got the hot hand, and you leave them out there. But this is a point in the year where you're still trying to find the perfect rotation for the season.
And I guarantee you, this will be a physical game. There will be plenty of fouls called. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if one team, or maybe both, hit the 1-1 in the first half, early on, second quarter.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be physical, that's for sure. Depends on how the game's called.
As I mentioned, Anna with multiple players and double digits on the year. Bixler comes off the bench, and he's averaging just under 9 per game. How about that? He filled in a quarterback some for Mr. Meyer during the course of the season.
Right.
And that was a big boost. Yeah, Bart Bixler is a sophomore, 5'11". He's at about 9. And Griffin Dosick is at 12. Joel Cathcart is at 10. And Wyatt Benzman is at close to 22 points a game. Very good crowd on hand for this Tuesday night encounter between Rushi and Anna. A lot on the line because these two clubs, along with Fort Loramie, figure to pace the Shelby County League from start to finish this season.
Well, quite honestly, if you take a look at it, you do not assume that any one of those three teams is going to lose to any of the other teams in the league besides themselves.
Right.
So you need to take care on the road when you're playing at Jackson, because that's a place where Scott Elker can get you. But other than that, I think they're going to hold firm. These are the games that are going to decide who wins the league and who's going to have the higher seeds when it comes to tournament games.
Exactly. Well said. Of course, the Anna Rockets are Division III and advanced all the way to the sectional final last year. Rushi, in the sectional final at Pickla, was knocked out by Fort Loramie 59-50 last season. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, plus Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Starting lineups, opening tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We would like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com about a prom dress exchange happening on January 14th. That's a Sunday at the Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission free, dressing rooms available, cash only please, no checks accepted. Money and any unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the cheerleaders at Fort Loramie. If you've got questions about the prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie Elementary on January 14th, call Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 937-597-2338. Chuck, that's a heck of an idea, isn't it, that prom dress exchange?
I'll tell you what, I probably could retire on the money I spent on my daughter's prom dresses back in the day. So, yeah, that's a great idea.
Rushi Raiders in the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Visiting Anna Rockets in the green from top to bottom, black and white trim. Starting five for the homestanding Rushi Raiders is as follows. Jordan York, 6'2", junior, at a wing. Hunter Kohi in the middle, 6'4", a senior. Jack Daypore is at a wing, 6'3", senior. Daniel Kearns, power forward, 6'5", junior. And Evan Monier, guard, 5'9", and an 11th grader. For the Anna Rockets, Wyatt Benzman, 6'2", senior, at a wing. Riley Hulskamp at a guard, 5'10", sophomore. Griffin Dosick at a wing, a 6'4", junior. Joel Cathcart at forward, 6'3", a senior. And Drew Broadman in the middle, 6'4", and a senior. Two fairly good-sized clubs, Chuck. Neither team with a young man over 6'4", but good height balance across the board.
Absolutely. Yep.
Here we go. We'll jump it up. Stepping in there is Dosick. He gets the honors for Anna against Kearns for Rushi. And it's batted into backcourt. Handled there on the play by Hulskamp of Anna. The Rockets moving left to right on your phone or computer screen. As you imagine things here at Rushi, we're perched high above the floor, looking down over the Raiders bench. Anna Rockets beneath us at this end. Hulskamp on the dribble, 25 feet away. Skips across court, intercepted. Picked off on the play by Rushi's Jack Daypore. He rumbles down the floor, gives to Kern. Baseline left. Kearns hangs on, comes out on top now to Evan Monier. Right back on the flank to Jack Daypore. He slices into the lane, squeezes between two players, Dosick and Benzman, and picks up a shooting foul. Nicely done by Daypore. You've got to honor him on the arc, and he exploded into the middle of the floor.
That's exactly what he does. I mean, he's got such good range, and he's a streaky shooter. If you don't step out there, you're probably in trouble.
We played 38 seconds. Daypore at the stripe for Rushi, around and out on the free throw. No good. Second upcoming. I recognize the officiating crew by face, Chuck. Don't know the names, but it's a good bunch. Second foul shot in by Daypour. And Rushi's on the board first, 1-0. Ball walked ahead of the timeline by Huelskamp. Gives it up to Dosik in the middle, Bensman. Bensman posting up down low, goes up to shoot from 8 feet, has it stripped, but a foul against Rushi.
I think that was the correct call. It was just a little late, and that brought the ire of the Raider fans.
Wyatt Bensman stands only 6'2". Chuck, he plays like he's 6'4 or 5. He's got very good spring in those legs of his. Foul shot right on the money. We're tied at one each.
And if you put him out there at the free throw line, you're probably in trouble.
Little more varsity experience on the floor this year for Anna. Not a whole lot more, but a bit more. Kearns played a lot last year as a sophomore for Rushi. Second free throw was dead on the money. And it's 2-1 in favor of Anna. Rushi throws it away at midcourt. Picked off by Cathcart of Anna. Here's a long three from the right corner by Huelskamp. Overshot it. No good. And the rebound comes down to Rushi. Here's Jack Daypour on the march up the floor. Picked up by Bensman. Gives it up left flank to Jordan York. Out high in the right to Daypour. Angles to the foul stripe. Back to the basket. Now to York inside the arc right wing. Foul line extended. Kohi wants to dump it down to Kearns. He's not open. Feeds to York behind him. He sets and shoots a three. Short off the rim. No good. Rebound Anna. Quickly forecourt to the right. Cathcart in the corner. Goes below the basket. Feeds Bensman opposite corner. He misses from three-point land. Strong rebound Dosik. In and out. No good. Dosik again. Yes! He got it.
Full perseverance right there. He stayed with it.
Yep. You talk about resilience on the offensive glass. Well done by Dosik. And the Rockets are up 4-1. Top of the circle, Daypour. That was the first field goal in this game. Foul line extended right. It's Kearns. Back to Daypour straight on. Coming out to catch is Evan Monier. And Monier swings around two men, drives, and flips it up and in on the go with the left hand.
Tough shot right there. That was in traffic.
Beautifully done by Evan Monier. 4-3 and up a point. 5:42 left, opening quarter. Bensman on the arc around the screen, into the lane, feeds it behind him on the arc to a teammate, Dosik. And then after Bensman delivered the pass, he was contacted by Rushi. It was not called a charge. It's a block on the Raiders.
Well, the guy out here on the outside has made two calls. I think he's been correct on both, but boy, is he really slow pulling the trigger.
Ball inbound, the baseline left to Dosik. Good play. Dosik slants toward the basket. It's tipped away, but a foul. He went up to shoot it, and a Raider got him on the wrist.
I watched a replay of the Ohio State-Miami championship game in 2002, and that's probably what the Miami people were saying. Boy, was he slow on the trigger with that flag he threw on interference.
Holding call or defensive interference?
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was a correct call, and I loved it. When I go to Miami, I like to point that out. Made the first one.
5-3. Dosik sinks the first foul shot. Second one is in and out, no good. Rebound flies out on the floor, 30 feet from the basket. It's jammed out of bounds across the way by Anna. Rockets in front, 5-3. Kearns in backcourt to Monier. Tell you what, Chuck, Rushi doesn't play football, but they're not giving away anything to Anna in terms of thickness. Here's a steal in backcourt by Huelskamp, and Huelskamp races to the cup and scores. Good theft by Riley Huelskamp, 7-3 Rockets. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Well, you can tell these two clubs have hit the weight room.
Yeah.
Dribbling over the timeline, Daypour to York, far corner. Kohi on top. Left side pass, Evan Monier. Mid-post area, York. Tries to make it pocket pass down low on the right to Kohi. It goes behind him out of bounds. Miscommunication there. Kohi might have been available, but he wasn't on the lookout for the ball.
All right.
4:55 to go, first quarter. Anna in the lead, 7-3. Huelskamp near the timeline motions. Whips a pass into the right corner. Handled there by the Rockets' Joel Cathcart. Long cross-court skip pass to Bensman. Shot fake. Then he rises up from three-point land. Short, no good. Rebound stick back. Cathcart, backboard, rim, no. Rebound York of Rushi. He motors down the floor. Fast break. One-on-one. Got it. What a play by York. He steamrolled. Here comes Huelskamp back the other way for Anna. On the arc to Bensman. Cross court, Dosik around a man, all the way to the rack, lays it up strong. Rebound, Anna, batted to Benzman on the arc. He misses in and out. Volleyball rebound down inside. Rodman's got it below the basket. Straight away to Benzman again. Near side, Hjulskamp for a triple. It clangs off the rim. Rebound, Kohi of Rushi. And we've got a Raider timeout. 7-5, Anna. 4 minutes gone, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Chuck, I really enjoy these two head coaches. Spencer Cardon, you're year number three at Rushi. Nathan Barhorst, year number seven at Anna. And when you meet these two young men the first time, they're the same way every time thereafter.
Absolutely, and they're outstanding basketball coaches. That timeout was called because of Anna's five offensive rebounds here in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter.
Exactly right. Anna has stumped Rushi when Anna's been shooting. Rockets have hit the glass very well at the offensive end. Here is Rushi with the ball. Kohi mid-post, back to the basket, dances, spins. Little half-hook shot, seven-footer, rolls in for Kohi. We're tied at seven. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Forecourt left, Dosik for Anna. Gives it up 25 feet away to teammate Mason Platfoot, who's checked in. Mason, a senior, a six-footer, foul on the arc. It's common against Rushi.
That's the fourth team foul on the Raiders right now, only one on the Rockets.
And it often makes a big difference in each half as to which club reaches that bonus situation initially. Inbounded by Anna. This is 25, Bart Bixler with the ball, 5'11 sophomore. He's a fine little shooter, excellent from the stripe. Oh, here's a beautiful pass from the top of the key. Weaved in there by Benzman. He threaded the needle to a teammate. It's laid in by Griffin Dosik. Wow, I think Griffin may have to take Benzman out for supper tomorrow night.
That's as good a pass as we're going to see this year, and it's early in the season.
9-7, Anna. Rushi counters quickly, posting up his Kearns low in the right. He spins, shoots, no good. Rebound, Daypour, foul on Anna. And Daypour was in the act of shooting. He's got a pair. And he shoots it up there hard off the back flange.
Jack, sometimes in free throws, struggled a little bit shooting him last year, too. He's got good form, so I'm not sure what the problem is.
Daypour is on the button on that one. 9-8, Anna up a point. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Benzman in backcourt, gives it up to Bixler. Bixler streaks ahead, hands off top of the circle to Dosik. Dosik right down the lane, shot deflected. Rushi's got it. Here come the Raiders in backcourt. It's Monier outside the arc on the right. Gives it up on the play to Carter. Francis is in now, a 6'1 junior. To Kohi at the foul stripe. Kohi barges down the left side of the lane. Good shot fake. Laid it up off the backboard rim. No good. It rolled off. Tough break. Rebound down to Anna. Griffin Dosik up ahead to Benzman. Anna up one. 9-8. 2:20 left first quarter. Ball thrown into the right corner to Drew Brodman. He circles the pass. Near side to Bixler. Look at him go to work. Wow. Fake left. Went right all the way to the rim. Got it for two. Bart Bixler. A sneaky move.
Guy got his 5'11 frame in there into the trees and did a nice job of controlling his body.
11-8, Anna by three. Posting up down inside Kearns for Rushi, and he shuffled those feet as he tried to gain a position advantage. That's a good call by the outside referee. Minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tuesday night, boys Shelby County League action from Rushi. Rockets in possession. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. On the arc, Mason Platfoot to Benzman. Top of the circle, Bixler. Bixler skips, heads into the top of the key, then flips it back out to Joel Cathcart. He dives below the foul line. Fees left corner, Platfoot thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it to Benzman. back to Plantfoot on the weave, and then he tried to throw it to the cutter. Benjamin kicked on the play by Rushing. Not sure that pass was really there. Anna got a break that Rushing did stab at that ball with a foot.
I don't think if it even got through that it was going to be caught.
Right. Minute 24 to go in the first. Anna up three. Benjamin, the playmaker, to the left of the rim as we look on. Lobbing out to the top of the circle. Daypour on the interception. Daypour snatched it right away from Dosik. Gives it up to Monier in the right corner. Monier on the weave to Daypour. Benjamin on him. A minute 12 left in the first. Right corner, Monier to Kohi. Near side, Daypour. Chuck, I'll tell you one thing. Anna's going to be hard-pressed to meet its average of 72.5 points per game in this contest tonight. Good post-up move, low on the left for Rushi. Chuck, who nailed that to?
Daniel Kearns, did a good job. Took the bump instead, kept his head.
And he was low on the left, used his left arm to shoot it, of course, in the right side of his body to shield the defender. Good, strong effort by Kearns. 11-10, Anna up a point, low-scoring first quarter. Rackets work the clock down, 32 to play. Straight away, three-pointer, Anna, bumped up there by Plattfoot. No, it hit the back brace. Long rebound, Rockets, who throw it away. Intercepted by Rushing. Carter Francis on the theft. Up over the timeline, it goes to Jack Daypour. 15 seconds to go, 14, 13. Daypour on the bounce, Benzman guards him. Right flank, Monier, head of the key, Kohi. Near side pass to Carter Francis. Down inside to Monier. Missed the gimme. Here comes Anna streaking the other way. On the way to the basket, a running shot by Cathcart. Went in. It was close. The buzzer sounded. The out official says, He disallows it. I think that was the right call.
I think so, too.
Evrushi missed one a few seconds before the buzzer, and Anna misses one at the buzzer. Well, it did go in, but it was just a hair late. We played 8 minutes. Anna 11, Rushi 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna with possession, starting quarter number two, up one. Quickly down the floor, Rockets in the right corner. Dosik enters to Bixler, cutting toward the basket. He got beneath the Raiders. Good shot fake, and that attracts a two-shot foul. Little Bart Bixler in among the trees. Bixler at 5'11". Got contact, and boy, he is a beautiful free throw shooter, isn't he, Chuck?
That's a good stroke right there. That's obvious in the first quarter and now start of the second. He's not afraid to go inside and battle.
He sinks the first foul shot. Second one, though, clangs off the iron. Rebound, Kohi of Rushi, which is down by two, 12-10, first half minute, second quarter. And in the game now for Rushi is Mason Daypour, who had a very solid JV game. Mason, a 5'11 sophomore guard. Bad pass, Rushi out of the arc. Taken away by Cathcart. He bolts the other direction for Anna. Up and in, down to her right. Rushi cherry picking Kohi. He's got two for the Raiders. 14-12, neither team gets back. Each club gives up an easy one. Deep right corner, three by Benzman. Counted for the Anna Rockets. Wow. Seven quick points, Chuck, in about 15 seconds.
Start to heat up a little bit.
17-12, Anna up five. 6:50 left in the second quarter. Forecourt left, Daypour. In the corner, Kohi. On top, Mason Daypour. Out of Carter Francis, down low on the right to Carter Stevie. And reaching in to knock it away is Anna. Ball loose on the floor. It rolls into the far corner. Raiders get it back. Ball handled by Monier, 20 feet out. Rotated near side to Mason Dayport. Between the rings is Jack. Steps inside the arc. Goes to Mason, left flank. Shoots the three. Rattles off. Good offensive rebound. Missed on the play by Carter Francis. Tough luck. It danced off the iron. Here's Anna fast breaking. What a catch by Bixler in traffic. And with the left hand, he goes to the hoop. Boy, the star player right now for the Rockets, who is giving the green and white a lot of energy, is Bart Bixler off the bench. 19-12. Anna, 2 minutes gone. Quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Well, Mason Dayport, Carter Stevie, and Carter Francis had come in off the bench for the Raiders to give three members of the starting five some breathers. But Rushi has re-entered the unit that began the game. And here's a bad pass, top of the circle, intended for Kearns. Swiped on the play by Benzman. Then Kearns tracks him from behind and fouls to prevent the layup at the other end.
Well, this is not typical Rushi basketball that we've seen in the past. They've turned it six times already.
Eight different players have been in for the Raiders. Bixler and Platfoot off the bench so far for Anna. Outside the arc on the right, it is Riley Hilskamp, and he makes a wild throw. Right into the hands of a Rushi player, picked off by Evan Monier. 7-point lead, Anna. 2.5 gone, second quarter. Monier fakes left, goes right, barrels down the lane. Good shot, fake right in front of the rim. Left it short, no good. Running stick back by Jordan York. It's off the mark, and it comes down on the play to Hilskamp. He slides down the floor in a hurry, leaves it behind to Joel Cathcart. Way short on the triple. Rebound to Rushi. Raiders down 7. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Here's Goey posting up baseline right and flopping on the play as Benjamin of Anna. That was probably a better no-call situation than to whistle one or the other, and it goes against the defender who didn't flop very well.
I'm going to disagree a little bit. Goey dropped his shoulder.
Did he really?
Every time you drop your shoulder, that should be an automatic offensive foul.
Yeah, I thought the contact was fairly slight. Nonetheless, Anna picks up the defensive foul. Five on the Rockets, or I should say three on the Rockets. By mistake, I was right the first time. Foul against Anna again as Rushi inbounds into the lane. Ball lobbed to Kearns. He's checked too closely while shooting, and he's got two at the stripe. Anna had a possession up 19-12. Had an opportunity to go up but 10. Misfired. And now Kern sinks the free throw for Rushi to make it 19-13 in favor of Anna. 19-14 as he is on target on foul shot number two. 4:49 left here in the second quarter. Let's straighten out our listeners on the team fouls. Four on Anna, six on Rushi. So the Rockets are in the 1-1. Up until that last Rushi possession, the team foul totals were six on Rushi, only two on Anna. Here's a stop-and-go move on the arc. Oh, whistling to the basket. It's Cathcart around the defender. Up and in. Counted plus a foul against Rushi. Cathcart with a quick burst. He caught the ball far side of the floor behind the three-point line. A little juke to the right. Then he went baseline hard and got the roll on the iron. Free throw Cathcart, a little hard, jerked off the glass by Kearns of Rushi. 21-14, Anna up 7. Four and a half to go, second quarter. Monier out high to Kohi, and the pass gets away. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Cathcart, and he zips the other direction, up and in for two. Anna's getting some easy points in this game, Chuck.
Right, they're turning them over and scoring off of it.
Careless ball handling by the Raiders have enabled Anna to pull ahead by nine. 4:08 to go, second quarter. Kohi backing down the defender in the lane. Throws on the arc to York, who fires in a long triple. Raiders needed that three-pointer by York.
That's not a pretty shot, but it sure was effective.
23-17 in favor of Anna. Half the second quarter gone. Here's Cathcart, open space in the lane, all the way to the basket. A hand in there by Rushi. Ball goes off the knee of Cathcart, out of bounds. Good defensive play by Kearns.
The first quarter was definitely played at Rushi's pace, and Anna's picked it up a little bit here in the second quarter.
Uh-huh. Mason Daypore has checked back in for Rushi. He's got the ball at the timeline. Veers off to the right. Picked up by Platfoot, 25 feet away. Kohi, top of the circle. Brodman on him. Daypore behind the screen to the left. Goes to Kearns, top of the circle. Foul line, twisting and turning in the lane. And with that left-hand action of his, he draws a two-shot foul. Daniel Kearns, Chuck, is, I call, slippery in the paint. He has got a wiry body. He's able to get through crevices made by defenders, and it's difficult to square up on him and draw a charge.
And still a junior, his footwork has just gotten better and better.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question here. Yep. Wasn't Drew Brodman, wasn't his name Schmitz before? He played basketball, played football? I'm almost positive. If somebody's out there listening, send us an email and tell me. But I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Drew Schmitz.
Free throw by Kearns, good. Second one missed. And with 3:29 left to go here in the second quarter, the lead is 5 for Anna.
1-3-1 now, half-court trap out of the Raiders.
Yep, head coach Spencer Cordonier employs the zone. Near side, Anna, pass Bixler to Platfoot, who overshoots the three. A lot of bodies fly around on the rebound below the rim. Foul called against Rushi.
Tell you what, Dosick's been very active on the boards.
Uh-huh. And Bart Bixler off the bench, logging a lot of minutes here in quarter number two. Free throw skips off the rim. Dosick fouled in the act, gets a second. Coming back on the floor, Carter Francis for Rushi. So it's Carter Francis, Hunter Kohi, Jordan York, Daniel Kearns, and Mason Daypore. Second free throw, swish. 24-18, Anna in the lead by 6. Mason Daypore over the Rushi Raiders logo at center court. Picked up head of the key by Blackfoot. Ball rotated right side to Jack Daypore. Spin move, they isolate one side of the floor for him. He can't take the defender to the rim, then pitches it back out to Mason. Mason Daypore gives it to Jack between circles. Checked closely by Cathcart. Right side throw, Carter Francis. Bounce pass down low to York. It's wide of the mark. York catches and saves. Caught out near midcourt by Carter Francis.
That was a good save. That was going headed out of bounds.
Here's Mason Daypore. Spinning, shooting below the foul line. Connecting. Mason Daypore with a nifty move. 24-20. Here come the Raiders back within four. 2:22 to go, second quarter. Bart Bixler on the bounce, 25 feet away. Herky-jerky move into the left corner. Baseline now. Tries to draw a two-shot foul. Referee says no. Loose ball rebound, Rushi. Outlet to Mason Daypore. He zips down the left side of the lane. And he nearly walked. Flipped up a runner from down around his ankles and scored. Wow, what a play by Mason Daypore. Looked like he staggered. Might have taken steps. The ball was below his knees. He was 6 feet away. He got a friendly bounce off the backboard and rim. In it went. Timeout, Anna. A minute 58 to go in quarter number two. Rockets up two on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team, or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dinkman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
With Jack's checking on my detective work there, I might have been wrong, but I'll tell you what. It just reminds me. I mean, he looks like him. He's the same number. He'd be a senior.
Now, we're told that is accurate, Chuck.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Formerly Drew Schmitz. Drew Brodman, 6'4", 205, a senior for the Anna Rockets. He's done yeoman's work on the glass so far. Let's see, who do we have on the floor for Anna? And Brodman is out there along with Bensman, who's been quiet here in the second quarter especially. Griffin Dosick checks back in. Riley Yulskamp on the court again. And Bart Bixler remains out there for Anna. That's the five for the green. Minute 46 left, period number two. Shake and make move, head of the key by Bensman. Now to Schmitz, 30 feet away, or I should say Brodman.
Sorry about that.
Dribbling is Yulskamp. Hands it off to Bensman. Oh, a good defensive play. Outstanding effort by Daypour, who sliced between the two Anna players and got the ball. Then he launched a three around and out. No good. Strong rebound down inside the Dosick of Anna. He zips down the court, pulls up on the arc. Whips the pass to Bixler. 1:14 left here in the second quarter. Bixler with an avenue down the lane. And he pitches it back out on the arc to Bensman, who falls down as he shoots. It's no good. Rebound of Arushi. Raiders can tie. Anna scoreless now the last 2.5 minutes. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Francis Ferrucci. A right side throw goes to Mason Daypour. What a nice pick and roll to York. York for the cup. He's tripped on the play by Anna. And that is team foul 6 or 7. It's not quite the 1-on-1 yet. That's a half dozen committed by Anna. Baseline right, Rushi throws in, down by a basket at 24-22.
Dosick just picked up his third foul.
So Griffin Dosick has got 3 of the 6 personals so far on the Rockets. Right of the basket, inbounding, Daypour. A good pitch, low in the left to Carter Francis. He goes up to drop it through. He's banged by Anna, hit hard in the shoulder. And Carter Francis on the fine inbounds play will shoot 2 free throws. He found a crease in the zone defense below the rim by Anna. Wiggled his way in there, caught the ball, and drew a 2-shot situation. His free throw, though, rattles and comes out. We're stuck at 24-22, Anna up to 50.8 to go in the second quarter. Second free throw here by Carter Francis. He dips the knees, arches it toward the rim, and buries that one. Nice little run here by Rushi, which once trailed 23-14. Of the last 10 points, 9 have been tallied by the Raiders, who crept back within 1.
I'm going to give the Mason Daypour came in here and really sparked this team here in the second quarter.
Yeah, sure has. The two little guys on the floor, Daypour and Bixler, have been sharp. Here's a drive to the basket by Cathcart. Then he lobs it back outside to Bensman. And there's a reach-in foul against Rushi, and the Rockets will shoot the bonus here. With 36.4 to go in the second quarter of this game.
Well, they only have one more quarter out of Daypour tonight because he played 3 JV quarters. I'm almost betting you they're not going to see much more of him on the JV team.
And the free throw by Cathcart dances off the iron. No good. Long rebound right back to him. Jump shot missed again. And Rushi, with a half minute to go in the second quarter, can lead at the halftime break with a basket here. Here is Daypour on the arc. Fakes right, goes left. Anna tries to draw the charge as Cathcart, and he's out at the top of the circle trying to win an Emmy Award. The referee doesn't buy it. And Daypour will shoot the 1-and-1.
Wow. Wow.
The referee's not being sold on the charging calls.
Again, an arm came out, and that is an automatic offensive foul.
Daypour at the free throw line for Rushi. He's got it. And we're tied up at 24.
Anytime I see an official that looks older than me out there, I figure the game's passed him by. This guy's been terrible in the first half.
Second free throw, Daypour up and in. And Rushi's up a point, 25-24. once trailing 23-14 midway through the second quarter. Anna without a field goal now, nearly 4 minutes on the Arcus Cathcart. Down to 8-7. Near side it goes to Austin Fotis, checked in. Cross court to Benzman. He skips into the lane. A whirling shot is good. What a play by Benzman. And a foul. 2.7 remaining. Wyatt Benzman, Chuck, one of only a few players in the Shelby County League this year who could make that shot right there.
That was impressive. He got into traffic, got hammered, and still kept his eye on the rim. That's the key.
Dylan Braun could make it, I'm sure. Yeah. Free throw, Benzman. Yes. 2.7 to go. And up to Rushi's Kohi. Bullets a pass. Three quarters of the floor. Caught Medepor into the corner. His shot deflected as the first half closes out. Very competitive first two quarters. Rushi 4-2, Anna 5-0. Raiders not backing down. It's a close encounter. 27-25 in favor of Anna. Up next in a moment is our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi was established in 2011, and it offers you a qualified staff providing great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn with watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones, plus ear piercing. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And don't forget now, if you've got some Christmas gift ideas you want to come to life, consider the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi for the Jewelry Barn. Call 937-526-5557, 526-5557, and on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Anna Rockets up by a bucket at the halftime break, 27-25, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Anna Rockets lead the Rushi Raiders here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your radio on the phone in the upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Rockets up a bucket. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Very good ball game. Anna's led most of the first half. Rushi hanging tough, though, Chuck.
Well, they came back. I mean, they had that 9-point lead, and Rushi made it a ball game here. And a 2-pointer at halftime. It's truly anybody's basketball game. If you take a look at the team stats, Rushi had turned it over a lot early. It evened up at seven. They have seven turns in the first half. Anna's turned six times, rebounding a 14-11 rebounding advantage for the Rockets. More importantly, 8-1 on the offensive boards. They just haven't capitalized on a lot of those second and third attempts. Free throw shooting. Anna was only 6 of 11 in the first half. The Raiders were 8 of 12. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They got a bunch of kids scoring like you expect they would have. Daniel Kearns with 5. Jordan York with 5. They got 4 from Mason Daypore off the bench. He was terrific. They got 4 from Hunter Kohi. They got 4 from Jack Daypore. 2 from Evan Monier, and a free throw from Carter Francis. He scored 10 and 15, 25 in the first half. Anna led by Wyatt Benzman with 8. They got 6 each from Cathcart and Dosick. They got five from Bixler off the bench. He was terrific in the first half. Hulskamp had two. They scored 11 and 16, 27-25 at the half. One of the biggest stats, though, is the fact that, Dosek has three fouls.
Well, Mason Daypour and Bart Bixler, they have been mighty mice. They're little, short in stature, but they played big roles tonight coming off the bench for both teams.
Yeah, a couple of sophomores, and you like to watch that. I mean, neither one of them backs down. I remember watching Mason Daypour last year as a freshman play JV, and I thought, this kid's got a future.
A lot of credit to Rushi's defense, Chuck. Hannah coming in, averaging 72.5 per game, and Rushi has forced Hannah to shoot the ball poorly, especially in that second quarter.
Well, like I said, they have the eight offensive rebounds, but everything that they put back up was contested.
Right.
There has not been an easy shot for either team, truly, in this basketball game.
27-25, Anna leads Rushi by one basket. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Very big shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. Each has come on board with us in the last couple of years, and we appreciate that very much. Gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life in Anna Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Anna in the lead by only 2 points over Rushi here at the halftime break, 27-25. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders from each school. Tonight for Anna, Rachel Shoemaker, senior cheerleader, 4.0 student. She took part on the state championship track and field squad for the Anna girls last year. She ran in the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4 at the state. Congratulations to her. She's a volleyball player, student council vice president, SAD president, participated in a musical event, competition gymnastics too. She's the daughter of Bill and Sherry Shoemaker, a perfect 4.0 GPA for Rachel Shoemaker. Alexis Monin, senior cheerleader at Rushi, the daughter of Jeremy and Missy, 3.95 GPA, volleyball player, shortstop of the softball team, National Honor Society, leadership team as well. And how about this, Chuck? Alexis has produced 64 college credits already at Edison Community College in the high school college post-secondary enrollment options program. That's probably good enough for her to enjoy junior status at the college of her choice when she finishes up in the spring at Rushi.
It always amazes me when you talk to these young ladies and then you read their accomplishments. I just can't imagine. This whole area just has such terrific kids.
Every time I talk to the cheerleaders, I ask them, well, how in the world did you have time for the 4.0? By the way, Alexis will go to Ohio State and study biology. Rachel Shoemaker of Anna, Alexis Monin of Rushi, two cheerleaders here tonight being honored by LaCal Equipment here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do not miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Take advantage of that grand reopening back in September. New inventory was put in place at that time. Some of it's still available to you. Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Extremely high quality furniture priced just right. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Third quarter starts, a quick field goal turned in by Anna.
Yeah, they threw the ball down on the block to Dosik. He did a nice up and under and laid the ball in for the first two of the second half.
Griffin Dosik, 6'4", 185-pound junior, nails a bucket for the Rockets, who lead it by four. And then Rushi counters. Oh, what a pass on the arc by Kohi. He delivered a strike on the inside to Jordan York. He used the rim as a shield. Very good reverse layup by him. It's 29-27. Anna in the lead by two. Drew Brodman on the arc. Screens on the play for Cathcart. He launches a three. Yes, sir. Cathcart from downtown Rushi. That was a long one. And the Rockets are up five, 32-27. 6:48 to go here in the third quarter. And here's a misplay by Rushi. No, it's a deflection by Cathcart of Anna. He tried to sell it.
Yeah.
Did Cathcart. The official said, you touched it last.
You could tell there was just a little direction change in the pass, unless it's a good wind in here.
So Rushi retains possession behind by five. A minute 15 played here in the third quarter. Kohi, far side of the floor, on the dribble. Gives it up on the arc to Daypore. Jack Daypore with the ball. Checked there by Cathcart. On a weave to Kohi, far left wing to Evan Monier. Tries to fire a strike down inside to a cutter intended for York, broken up by Benjamin. And it was Benjamin who was also trying to sell it. He was trying to tell the official. Rushi got a piece of it last. But again, no dice. Inbounding, Rushi below the basket. Kohi posting up in the lane, double-teamed. Fires on the arc to Monier. And Monier had it stripped on the play by Juleskamp, who grabbed his arm. Common foul on Anna. First foul of the third quarter. And the only young man in the game, Chuck, with three, is Dosik of the Rockets.
Correct.
Rushi inbounds on the arc. We'll watch closely for adjustments made by these two head coaches, Spencer Cordonier of Rushi and Nathan Barhorst of Anna. Here's an off-balance drive down the lane by Jack Daypore. He overshot it badly. Rebound down to Anna. Good defensive sequence by the Rockets, who are up five. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's an inside pass on the play to Schmitz. Good footwork shot blocked on the play by Kearns. Here comes Rushi, knocked away by Anna. Restolen by the Rockets. In the lane, Benzman ducks under. He hooks one up from 7 feet. Lot of rim. It goes in. It trickled all around the iron and finally danced through.
Shooter's touch.
Softly done by Benzman for Anna, which is up seven. 34-27, 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Good beginning of the second half for Anna. Setting, shooting the long three. Daypore, 25-footer. short of the mark. Benjamin climbs the ladder to get the rebound, and he's fouled on the back by Rushi. How many points now, Chuck, for Wyatt Benjamin with that basket to start the third quarter?
He's got 10. Cathcart's got 9. Dosick's got 8. Very, very balanced.
If Cathcart just short of his per-game average, Benjamin at about half of his. Rushi behind the 7. Anna on offense. Benjamin top of the circle. Sets up the 3-point shooter. It's a long one triggered on the play by Dosick. No. It hits the back iron. Rebound comes firing off the rim 25 feet out. Picked up on the play by Yulskamp. Yulskamp finds a little crevice in the Rushi defense. He slices right through it. He's fouled on his way to the basket.
Yeah, they kind of bailed him out there because I don't think there was any way the angle he had he was going to be able to make the shot, but he kind of stuck a hand in there and got the foul.
And Riley Yulskamp was able to get the ball up off his fingertips. He's awarded 2 free throws and a chance to restore its biggest lead of the game, 9, with 2 makes here. Shot by Riley, swish. 35-27 in favor of Anna, which once led midway through the second quarter at 23-14. Here's the second free throw on the way. It's in. And there it is, a 9-point bulge for Anna, 36-27. Here come the Raiders to midcourt. Rushi with just 2 points in the first better than 3 minutes of the second half. And here is a good tight defensive play by Benjamin at the top of the circle. He's trying to peel off a Rushi teammate. Was the Raiders' Carter Francis. Benjamin got a hand in there, deflected the pass. Francis couldn't handle it. It went cross-court, out of bounds, and a possession. Rushi needs a timeout, down 9, with 4:53 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The Rockets have possession ahead by 9. 4:42 left here in the third quarter. A throw into the right corner. Here's a long line drive free ball by Joel Cathcart. Too hard. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Rockets needed a better look at the basket there to go up double digits. It was missed. Now Kohi counters. Baseline right. 6-footer off to the left. Rebounded by Brodman of Anna. Backcourt it goes to Riley Yulskamp. Anna's defense has been very stingy on Rushi here in the second half. Benjamin knifes through the lane, feeds it right corner to a teammate. The gunner on the play is Cathcart. It danced off the iron once more. Rushi with the rebound, quickly down the floor to Kohi, broken up on the play by a hard-racing Griffin Dosick.
Cathcart's not getting his elbow out. It's more of a line drive than he's getting it up, and that's not how he normally shoots it.
You're right. His last 2 jumpers from long range have been short of the mark. 4:04 left to go here in the third quarter. 9-point lead for Anna. Rushi needs a field goal this possession.
Yeah, there's one grumpy official under the basket.
Baseline right of the basket. Carter Francis goes into Evan Monier. Back to Carter, 25 feet away. Feeds foul line. Open player Kearns. 15-footer. Hit the back brace. No good. Strong rebound, though, by Kohi. Rushi still has it. Near side, Jack Dapour. Down low on the right to Kearns. Kearns spins, lays it up and in. And a foul against Anna. The Raiders worked awful hard for those 2 points.
That was an outstanding entry pass. He passed it down to where he wanted him to. He led him to the basket, and Kearns made the play.
That was Jack Dapour on the assist. Kearns concluded it with a big field goal. Only the 2nd basket of the third quarter for Rushi. That was a crucial possession. Rushi back within 7, could be 6. Kearns is at the line. It is way short. Rebound off the shoulder of Cody. Then it was touched last by Anna. It rolled away from Austin Fote and out of bounds. How about that? Fote, the 6'3 senior, could not clutch it. Marushi gets a reprieve. Baseline right, Carter Francis to inbounds. He zips it out high, caught there by Kearns, 25 feet away. 36-29, Anna in the lead by 7 over Rushi. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Jack Daypour. He finds a little avenue down the lane. Reach in by Anna underneath the basket. Foul rockets. It should be common. Out of bounds to Rushi. Baseline right. Carter Francis will trigger for the Raiders. Head coach Spencer Cardano for Rushi signals a play down below. And a head coach Nathan Barhorst on his feet, too. Very important early season Shelby County League game. These two clubs, along with Fort Loramie, to figure to be the top three. 1, 2, 3. Vying for a first-place finish late in the season. And Rushi wants to hold home court here tonight. Anna, though, with other ideas, leads by 7. Rushi inbounding below the basket. Anna stabs it right back out of bounds. Carter Francis again into Evan Monier on the arc. Goes foul line in the paint. Doesn't shoot. Now Carter Francis in the left corner. Carter handing off on the play to Daypour, who shoved. Cathcart got him. Fouls mount against Anna. That's 5. In 2 more, Rushi will be in the 1-1, and that's significant. Throwing in play, Carter Francis out near midcourt, handled there by Evan Monger. Now to Daypour, elbow on the left, fadeaway 16-footer, short. Rebound poked around, it's loose on the floor. Cohey gets it, drives, and banks it in. Hunter Cohey snarfed up the loose ball off the hardwood and poured it through. The lead for Anna, 5 now, 36-31. 3 minutes even to go, third quarter. Baseline drive by Cathcart of Anna. Leaves it short, got the rebound back, and he's hacked as he tried to stick it in. Cathcart not shy about getting that ball up on the iron. He is an aggressive offensive player. Awarded 2 free throws here with Anna leading by 5 points and 2:54 left in the third period of play.
I think I'd rather see right now Benzman taking the game over a little bit on the offensive end.
Rushi doing anything special to keep Wyatt from handling the ball any more than he is?
They had Kearns on him, which gives some real length against him, but he should still have the advantage of stepping out on a quickness. So I'm not real sure.
The players on the floor right now for Anna are Wyatt Benchman, Mason Platfoot, Joel Cathcart, Riley Huelskamp, and Drew Brodman. For Rushi, it's Hunter Cohey, Carter Francis, Jack Daypour, Evan Monier, and coming in now, Carter Stevie, 6'3 post player for Rushi. So it's Stevie, Francis, Cohey, Jack Daypour, and Evan Monier. Foul shot by Cathcart, rimmed, no good. 2nd of 2 in the air, got it. 37-31, Anna by 6. Slowly in backcourt, it's Jack Daypour. Guarded at center court by Wyatt Benzman. Near side pass goes to Monier. Now to Cohey. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Francis. The weave underway. Daypour straight away against Benzman. Doesn't shoot. Now he lofts it. Makes it! 25-footer. Longest rainbow of the night.
His first basket.
Wow. First field goal of the evening for Jack Daypour, and it was huge. Anna by 3 now. Benzman counters with an off-balance drive for Anna and gets the roll. What a play by Benzman. Looked like Rushi might have undercut him. No foul call. Excellent shot by Benzman. Anna pressures in backcourt, and it causes a Rushi mistake. A missed throw out of bounds. 2:13 to go here in the third quarter. Anna in the lead, 39-34. After Rushi had trimmed it down to 3. Benzman on the arc for Anna. Little pick and roll with teammate Brodman. No pass, though. Near side throw goes on the play to Platfoot. Right back outside to Cathcart. Now to Brodman. Right wing, stop and go move. Bixler around one player, another. Banked it in on the go. Bart Bixler. He's had a stellar game for the Rockets off the bench. 41-34. Hanna ahead by 7. Minute 40 to go in the period. Here's Rushi throwing cross court. It's out near center circle. Broken up on the play by Hanna, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, that time Cathcart knew he touched it because he made quite an effort to go try to get it.
Inbounding far side of the floor, Jack Daypour for Rushi. Kearns is back on the hardwood now for the Raiders. Kohi, Carter, Francis, Evan Monier, Daypour, ball lob, Kohi down inside to Kearns, high-low action, yes, Kearns caught it near the rim and dropped it over the front iron. Good assist by Kohi, 5-point lead, Anna. Bixler, long throw, right corner, Cathcart, back out to Bixler. Bixler, 30 feet away, gives to Cathcart. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up on the arc, doesn't shoot, back to Bixler. 105 left in the third quarter. Anna 41, Rushi 36. Cathcart on the bounce. Bixler's got it near the center line. Near side pass, back to Bixler. Now Benzman's available. He launches the three, chucked it up from 25 feet. Missed it short, no good. Anna saves the rebound. Rockets still have it, despite the miss by Benzman. Wyatt not shooting it well tonight. Rushi's defended Anna superbly. Rockets came in averaging 72 per game. Only have 41 at this point. Half minute left in the third quarter. Rockets with good defense of their own tonight lead the Raiders by 5. Here's Bodman, baseline right, tries to make a reverse layup. Ball flies out of his hands, and the Raiders come up with it. Monier down the floor, 15 seconds to go in the third. Hand off to Jack Daypour, back to Monier. Down to 9, 8, and we've got a timeout on the Rushi sideline. Chuck, we will keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Primary Eye Care Associates in Sidney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Ferris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, healthy vision for a lifetime. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. And the in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branches in West Central Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Here's a steal by Ann at the top of the circle. Benzman dribbles up over the timeline. It's punched loose by Rushi. A scrum for it. Buzzer sounds, and the third quarter's in the books. Anna Rockets led by 2 at the half. They lead by 5 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. your radio on the phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Great start to the fourth quarter, Marucci. Day four, 25 feet away, through a fine spot-on pass down inside to Hunter Cohee. He got behind his defender, aided by a screen was Cohee. Caught it about 3 or 4 feet away and dropped it through. And Anna's lead has been shaved to three. Drew Brodman, top of the circle for Anna, outside the arc of the left to Cathcart. Starts a drive. It's jammed free from him. Bixler picks it up. Look at him go to work. Driving, and he banks it in on the run. Heck of a game for Bart Bixler of Anna.
He has been terrific.
Midcourt with the ball for the Rushi Raiders as Mason Daypour. Errant pass picked up by Cathcart. He bolts the other way. Driving layup is good by Cathcart. And Anna has raced out to a 7-point cushion. 45-38. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Mason Daypour down the left side for Rushi. Outside the arc, it goes to Jack Daypour. Chuck, which team has been more careless tonight, Rushi or Anna?
Rushi has by far. 8 turnovers for the Rockets and 14 for Rushi.
Here's a block shot by Anna on the arc. Rockets hustle down the floor. Fast pace. Bixler glides toward the rim. Overshoots it. No good. Rebound taken down by the Raiders. The Raiders avert a basket there by Anna, which would have put the Rockets up by 9 again. Anna led briefly by 9 in both the second and third quarters. It's now 7. Cohee, little pick and roll. He caught the pass from Mason Daypour. And Cohee's got 2 field goals here in the fourth quarter. 45-40. Anna in the lead by 5. Top of the circle, Cathcart for the Rockets. Squares up, wraparound pass out inside for Brodman, and his arm is grabbed. He was double-teamed, pinched by 2 defenders. Let's see who the foul is on. It's Common. Ball out of bounds, no shot taken. 5:59 remaining here in the fourth. 14 fouls on Rushi, 14 fouls on Anna. Inbounding, Hillscamp lobbing way out to midcourt. Caught there by Bixler, who fakes right, goes left. Bixler gives it up to the hard-driving Hillscamp. There he goes, driving down the left of the lane. Threw it high off the glass. It hit the rim, no good. Rebound was stroked out of bounds by Anna. Give it to the Raiders. And a chance to trim the deficit down to 2 or 3. Token 3 quarter court pressure by Anna. As Chuck mentioned a moment ago, Rushi's committed about twice the turnovers Anna has so far in this game. Mason Daypour up over the timeline, pulls up head of the key. Outside the arc on the left to York. They spread the floor. York's got the baseline all the way to the rack. He scores! Count it, plus 1, a foul on Anna. Good play by the Rushi Raiders, who isolated half the court for York, and he went 1-on-1 and whipped his defender. Good job by head coach Spencer Cronanda.
Well, I'll tell you what, every time Anna looks like they're going to pull away from this thing, Rushi keeps coming back. They need to get a lead on this spurt that they're having.
The free throw by York is too long. It hit the rim, kicked out to Benzman. Look at Benzman go. He hustles down the floor, all the way to the lane. Bodies fly everywhere. Contact, what's been called, a charge or a block. It goes against Rushi. And Wyatt Benzman will get a pair.
They have been absolutely consistent on calling that a block tonight.
Yeah.
And I guess that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Boy, was Benzman ever reckless on that play. The free throw by Rushi was missed. It came out high on the floor. Benzman snared it, and away he went, zigzagging down the court, drew contact in the lane. First foul shot is good. Second one is good. And Anna's in the lead by 5 again, 47-42, with 5.5 left in the game. Pressure by Bixler in backcourt for Anna. Mason Daypour is guarded by Bart. Mason to the timeline, over the Raiders logo. Goes left, then right. Daypour hangs on. Coming out to catch is York for Rushi. Jordan York hands off on the play to Carter Francis. Near side pass, Mason Daypour. Swings foul line to York. Open, doesn't shoot. Left flank, Carter Francis. He guns a 3. It hit the rim hard. Rebound to Anna. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi. Raiders within three. 47-44, 4:44 left in the fourth quarter. Anna with possession. Outside the arc of the left corner, it is Bixler. Rotated around to the right to Hillscamp. Cathcart at the high post, Broadman low post. Elbow on the right, Cathcart available, overshot a 16-footer. Weak side rebound, Mason Depore of Rushi. Raiders can cut it to one or tie. 4:12 to go in the game. Foul line, York. Puts it on the deck against Cathcart. Spin move, York. Blocked away for Broadman, but he clamped down on his wrist. Two free throws coming for Rushi.
Rockets have the wrong people shooting the basketball down here in crunch time.
I'd agree. And sometimes that has to do with the player or players, the defensive team, doesn't guard quite as closely. You want those young men to shoot it. If you can bait them into that, sometimes it doesn't work in your favor because that young man does step to the forefront and drain it.
You see it a lot.
Well, we got 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout called. Anna in the lead by three. And Rushi is shooting two free throws here in the person of Jordan York. Don't forget about the big prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories that will be sold from 11 to 1. Or I should say the drop-off time is from 11 to 1. Items will then be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress and $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you can shop from 1:30 to 3:30 from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission free, dressing rooms available, cash only, no checks. Money and any unsold items can then be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders, a prom dress exchange, Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary School. Call Gail, 726-4985, or Jill at 597-2338. Jordan York, nailed on the arm in the act of shooting, misfires on the first of two free throws. His second is in and out. It's also no good. And Benzman jerks down the rebound. He's out of control at midcourt. Nearly double dribbled. No call. Then he finally gave it off to Hulskamp. 4 minutes left in the game. 3-point lead, Rushi. Look at Benzman go to work. Driving in from the left corner. He's at the rim. Left it short. No good. Rebound, Rushi. Foul, Anna. Oh, Benzman short-armed one at the basket. He was challenged at the last split second, Chuck. And then Anna, in its anxiety to get the board back, fouled in the person of Broadman. And that's number 7 on the Rockets. But Rushi's got to make the first to get the bonus.
Well, they're 8-for-16 right now.
Not good enough.
Kearns is 3-for-5.
Kearns 3-of-5 at the stripe tonight as a team. Rushi 8-for-16. Down by 3. Kearns 1-and-1. The southpaw swishes it. 47-45. Rushi creeps within 2. 3:59 to go in the game. Second shot, Daniel Kearns. Open stance at the stripe. Left foot ahead of the right. Front rim, back rim. Ball squirts all around the iron and goes through. Count it. He made them both. Second one, not artistic, but he'll take it. First one was perfect. 47-46. Anna by 1. Anna works the ball in the half court and away from the action. York is called for a forearm shiver against Broadman.
That's still a common foul. One more now.
Vandalia knocked off Sydney tonight. Butler remains unbeaten. 58-51. Vandalia over Sydney. Ball inbounded to Benzman. He carves out space in the lane and banks it in high off the glass. Good play by Benzman. Nice teamwork by Anna. Fine out-of-bounds action. And it's 49-46. Anna by 3. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi, forecourt right, down below. Mason Depore gives it up to York. Lobs inside to Kohi. Kohi being defended on the play by Dosic. Ball lobbed on the arc to York. Look out! A rainbow three-pointer. Yes! Jordan York assists Kohi.
We're tied up at 49. 3:11 to go. Mark that one down. Jordan York's trifecta. Not in the count. Here's a three by Benjamin. Air ball at short. Rebound below the rim by Anna. And thrown in by the Rockets off the leg of a Rushi player. Heads up by Riley Yoskamp as Benjamin missed it badly. 3:02 to go in the game. 49-49 tie. Rushi got the first point, Chuck, at 1-0. And I think that's the Raiders' only lead.
I think so, too.
Ball inbounded on the arc by Anna to Yoskamp. And Yoskamp wants to throw it, doesn't. The pivot foot drags. He walks. 2:58 remaining. Rushi now with a chance to take the lead.
I'd like to see Pixler back out there handling the basketball instead of Yoskamp myself.
Raiders' first chance to go ahead since the opening minute of the game. Inside pass stolen. Heads up play by Anna. Quickly down the floor all the way to the rack. Dosik to the rim. What a play by Griffin Dosik. Anna made the theft at one end and hustled down the floor 3-on-2 at the other.
Well, I'll tell you what, people are getting the price of admission tonight. It was worth this one.
Heck of a game. Rushi for the lead. A long three-pointer. Good! Jordan York makes his second straight. York hits two in a row. Wow, Jordan York from 25 feet for the Rushi Raiders. Two of the last three trips down. Bombs away by York. Rushi by one. Timeout, Anna, 2:20 left on scorersbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Chuck, you just wondered when Rushi, which had been knocking on the door, would make a big shot or two and get the lead. The Raiders have done it.
And it gets a little tighter offensively now for the Rockets now that they're down a point.
Anna with possession, 52-51 Rushi. Here's Yoskamp, right corner Benjamin, checked by Mason Dayport. Whips the pass low in the right to Dosik. On the arc to Yoskamp. Back to Benjamin, cross-court Cathcart, baseline left to Runner, overshoots it, rebound Dosik, no. Brodman, no. Slapped out of bounds by Rushi. 2:01 left in the fourth quarter. Raiders 52, Rockets 51. We knew this would be a close encounter. These two clubs have split the last eight games. Only 7 points separate the two in those eight contests. Here's a drive by Dosik, off balance in the paint. Misfired. No good. Rebound batted. Cohees got it for Rushi. Raiders with the ball up one. Rushi in the 1-1. Dayport between the circles. Mason on the bounce. Pitches to Jack, 25 feet away. Jack Dayport left side to York, who's drilled two threes in succession. Now to Kearns. Near side, Jack Dayport. They post up Cohee. He backs his defender down, and he lowers the boom. Charge against Cohee. Setting up shop on the play for Anna was Griffin Dosik. He stole it big time. You could hear the earth move, Chuck, when Dosik took the flop.
That was two people, big young men. They just banged into each other that time.
A minute 32 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi had a possession to stretch the lead out to 3 or 4. Could not capitalize. Offensive foul, Rushi. Anna's got it back down one, 52-51. Rushi took the lead, 52-51, with about a minute 40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Last time before that, Rushi led was 1-0 in the first minute. High right, Yoskamp, deep right corner, Cathcart sets and shoots a long one. It's short, no good. Rebound, Kearns of the Raiders, a big forward right there. Kearns backcourt to Mason Dayport. 1 minute to go in the game. Rushi leads it 52-51. Here's a dribble drive by Kearns through the top of the circle, veers to the right. He accepted a shove from Anna. 1-1 Kearns.
turns, needs to make the first to get the bonus. Sydney was beaten tonight at home by Butler, 58-51. Chuck, the road game between the two is a contest that we have tentatively scheduled to cover via a scoresbroadcast.com webcast. The free throw by Kearns, as you could tell from the Rushi partisan crowd, rolled around the rim and went through. And it's 53-51. Raiders up two. 53.9 to go. The left-hander, Daniel Kearns, back of the stripe. Bends the elbow. Shoots. Short. No good. Rebound. Bounds on the floor. Wyatt Benjamin picks it up. He scampers down the court. He dribbles it off his knee. It goes out of bounds to Rushi. Oh, the Raiders got in his path at midcourt, and Wyatt was in a hurry and coughed it up. Timeout called. Rushi possession ahead by two. 48.7 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Tonight, Shelby County League action. We've got a thriller. Rushi leads Anna by two, 53-51. Rushi to midcourt after the timeout, and the Raiders turn it over. A pass from Kearns to Jack Dapour went awry into the scorer's table. A miscue by each team. Anna gets the ball back with 43.5 to go. And the Raiders up a basket. The JV game tonight, a real thriller, pulled out by Rushi, which overtook Anna late. Here's Benjamin driving into the lane. Oh, what a great dish on the plate of Dosik. It's crammed from behind, but a foul by Rushi. Wyatt Benjamin navigated the lane. He probed the middle of the floor, attracted defenders, and a real crisp pocket pass down beneath the rim to Dosik, and he was belted. He's at the stripe for two, a chance to tie the game. He's off to the left and the free throw. No good. 53-51, Rushi. Raiders players along the free throw line signaling with their elbows, hey, box out. Hit strong. Second free throw, Dosik. In and out. No good. Kearns catches the rebound. He's double teamed. Anna tries to get the tie up, but a foul called. Good decision by the referee. There was a reach in slap down by Anna. 32.6 to go in the game. 2-point lead, Raiders. Field goals tough to come by here in the last couple of minutes. Jordan York hit the big threes, back-to-backers for Rushi, which enabled the home team to go ahead. Here's the free throw by Kearns. The left-hander sinks it. 54-51. Rushi up three. This one's big. This would give the Raiders essentially a two-possession advantage. Hunter Cohey has to head to the sideline for Rushi.
Probably blood on his jersey is my guess.
Yeah. Skin has been broken somewhere. Team foul situation, 9 on Anna, 8 on Rushi. Next foul by Anna sends Rushi to the stripe for the double bonus. Here is Kearns trying to complete two free throws. 3-point lead, Rushi, 54-51, 32.6 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot by Kearns. He flexes the knees, shoots it, short, no good. He stiff-armed it. Rebound down to Benjamin for Anna. He tries to dribble through two players of Rushi all the way to the basket on the run. Made it, but a foul way out on the floor, over guarding on Rushi. As it turns out, that was a good foul because now Benzman has to earn points at the line. It's a 1-1. 27.9 to go. Rushi in the lead by three, 54-51. Third quarter score was 41-36. Anna 18-10 Rushi here in the fourth. And let's see what will take place as Hunter Coe for Rushi and a player for Anna are at the scorer's table wanting to check in.
They put a .0 after him, so instead of 5, now he's 50.
A new jersey for Coe. A new clean, spotless jersey with no speck of blood on it for Hunter Coe. Benjamin at the stripe, a couple of pressure-packed free throws. He's got to make the first to get the second, and he does. 54-52. Rushi by two, 27.9 to go. The big field goals in this game. Back-to-back threes by Jordan York of Rushi. Inside of 3 minutes in the fourth. Second shot, Benzman. Yes, he's got them both. It's a one-point contest. 25 seconds to go. Rushi's Kearns in backcourt. Up ahead to Jack Dapour. Guarded by Benzman. Dapour loops it down to Coe. Coe to the rim. Good! Anna pressured at the timeline. Rushi whipped it. Hunter Coe got the outlet pass and dropped it through. Timeout called by Anna. 17.4 to go. Rockets behind by three. 56-53 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This Anna Rushi game usually delivers a lot of thrills. It's about always exciting. Every game between the two is entertaining. No exception tonight. Only 7 points between the two clubs over the last 8 years. Here's a long three by Benzman for the tie. 28-footer with 8 seconds to go. No good. No good. Rebound Coe. Foul Anna. Coe with a made free throw here can ice it. And what a significant check is. That's number 10 on Anna. 2 shots for Coe. Anna came across the timeline. And right away, a long trigger by Wyatt Benzman. Close to the longest shot of the night. Boy, he flung that one up there from way outside, shooting for the tie. Anna wanted to vie for an offensive rebound on the miss. But it was garnered on the play by Coe, and then he rims the first of two free throws. No good. Timeout is called. Chuck will keep it here. 6.9 left in the fourth. Rushi still leads by three, 56-53. This free throw extremely significant, obviously, because if it is not good and Anna rebounds, the Rockets can tie up the game with a three-pointer.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a terrific game. Both teams have made some mistakes, but it has been as hard played as you assumed it was going to be tonight. This is the kind of game I like to come watch.
Anna came in 5-0. Rushi 4-2. Rushi had suffered a loss to St. Henry on the road. No shame in that. A three-point setback at Arcanum. Anna Rockets were averaging 72 a game. Flying high were the Rockets, no pun intended. And the Raiders are on the verge of an early season big Shelby County win. Anna might have been the favorite to battle with Fort Loramie for the league title based on that early 5-0 record and a 99-point game against New Bremen. But the Raiders have played extremely well, especially here in the second half.
It's probably a little too early in the season to call anything an upset at this point.
Right. Coe shooting again for the four-point lead. He hits. 57-53. Rushi by four. Benzman down the floor for Anna. Stops top of the circle and banked it in. He banked it in at the buzzer. But Anna falls a point short. And the Raiders knock off the Rockets and hand Anna its first setback of the season. Well, Wyatt Benzman would have loved to have made the previous three-pointer, which he didn't. He hits this one with Anna down to four. It trims the deficit from 4-1. The buzzer sounds, and this game's in the books. A terrific Shelby County League clash here at Rushi tonight. Won by the Raiders in comeback fashion, 57-56. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. What a game here tonight between these two clubs. Real thriller indeed. Of course, both Anna and Rushi have twin games left with Fort Loramie, home and away. And later on this season, Rushi will travel to Anna. Rushi Raiders out to defend its four-peat and shoot for number five in the Shelby County League. Four straight league championships for Rushi. And off to a fine 3-0 start in Shelby County League play this season by virtue of this win over Anna tonight, 57-56.
This was a big step. I'll tell you what, they held home court, and they won a game that maybe Anna played probably a little bit better than they did. But I'll tell you what, Rushi kept coming back. It's a mark of a really good team to be able to come back three times from 9-point deficits.
Yes.
Because usually you run out of steam when you try to come back that third time. But when they got that lead, and I'll tell you what, Jordan York, I think it's pretty obvious, is going to be eating some Clancy's here pretty soon.
Yeah, the 2 3-pointers by Jordan York between 2 and 3 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter were the difference. Those baskets from long range ignited Rushi, each one a triple. And the 2 field goals by York enabled the Raiders to overtake Anna. The Raiders got the lead late, stretch it to 4. Benzman's last made 3-pointer by the Rockets at the buzzer was academic, cosmetic, cutting the Rushi winning margin from 4-1. Anna led for, 85-90% of this game here tonight. But as we often say, it's a cliche, Chuck. It's not how you start the game. It's not how you play in the middle. If it's a competitive game and you're not out of it by very much, it's all about how you conclude, how you finish up coming down the home stretch.
Well, if I'm going to have a lead in a basketball game, I want it to be at the final buzzer. I don't care who led the rest of the way.
Yeah, my dad coached basketball, and I would always ask him, Dad, do you want to be up by one or down by one with 10 seconds to go, knowing the other team is the better team and they've got the best shooter on the floor? And my dad would always say, hey, I want to be playing defense up by one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I don't want to have to score. I'd rather play defense myself.
Yep. Chuck, who are Clancy's winners tonight, and who led the two clubs in scoring?
Well, let's look at the scoring first. For Rushi, they were led by York with 17. They got 13 each from Cohee and Daniel Kearns. On the other side, 21 points for Wyatt Benzman, kind of a quiet 21. Mm-hmm. 12 points from Cathcart and 10 from Dosik. Our player of the game, players of the game for Rushi, one of them might shock you a little bit. Obviously, Jordan York. The other one to me is Mason Daypour. He only got to play 2 quarters because he played 3 quarters of JV. They played their best basketball when that young man was on the floor.
Sure did.
And I'm going to be shocked if he sees much more JV time this season. On the other side for Anna, Benzman, 21 points. And Bart Bixler, that kid was terrific. Was a little shocked he wasn't in the game at the end because he had such a terrific game. But Benzman and Bixler for Anna, and York and Daypour, Mason Daypour, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. the Raiders.
Yeah, 2 smallest guys on the court tonight played very big, much bigger than their diminutive statures of less than 6 feet tall. Big thank you to Mason Daypour and Bart Bixler. They proved, Chuck, you don't have to be 6'5 to play the game of hoops.
No, absolutely.
They are the Clancy's winners, those two young men, along with Jordan York for Rushi. and Wyatt Benjamin for Anna. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again tonight, a big thank you to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to Ken Francis and Doug Borchers at those two organizations. Thanks very much. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Jolene Rinderly. I will be in to see her tomorrow at 10:30 sharp. Jolene, I'll be there at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And we will cut a new commercial representing the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your gift ideas for the holidays come to life. In Anna, thank you, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items, too, like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. All of that at Adams Tech Solutions. Plus, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com Friday night at Greenville, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets took their lumps tonight, falling at home to Vandalia Butler, an unbeaten Butler team, 58-51. We'll cover that rematch later in the year at Butler. Sydney on the road now, and the last several years Sydney has been challenged at Greenville. Tip off 7:30, on the web at 7:10. We'll see how Mr. Willoughby's Yellow Jackets rebound on Friday night.
Well, they've got 2 league losses now, and I think they might have had 2 league losses last year.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a struggle. This game tonight, I'll tell you what, I cannot say enough about the effort of the Raiders. They kept getting down, and boy, I'll tell you, you got Jordan York doing that for you, and it's not something they came into here thinking they were going to get out of him.
No.
But what a terrific... He had a 10-point fourth quarter, missed three free throws. That's the only negative you can find about it. And Mason Daypour was terrific. Hunter Kohi, I could have given out 4 tonight. He had 13 points, mm-hmm. and he was a monster on the boards. And Daniel Kearns knocked down big free throws in the fourth quarter to keep the lead at 3 points.
Yeah, first half, Chuck, Anna got shots close to the basket down inside, high percentage looks. Second half, Rushi did, especially in the person of Kohi, plus the 2 long threes from Jordan York. How about that? The 6'2 junior, who normally doesn't shoot out there, went out behind the 3-point line, said, give me the ball, and he gunned in 2 in a row to decide the game.
Yeah, he was terrific.
Oh, heck of a night here at Rushi. What a game. Hope you enjoyed it on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got Greenville hosting Sydney on Friday, 7:10 webcast time. On Saturday afternoon, the Fort Loramie girls travel to Versailles, 2:30 tip, 2:10 webcast. Hopefully, we'll be able to cover Fort Loramie boys at St. Henry for you on Saturday evening. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have won a thriller over the Anna Rockets. Final score, Rushi 57, Anna 56.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.